This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Often, when you buy a house in a low-lying area, the mortgage lender makes you have flood insurance. But in some parts of the country, the lender doesn't keep checking. Plus, national flood insurance is getting tougher to get and more expensive. In West Virginia, where a flood killed 23 people in June, floods are common. But flood insurance, not so much. Ann Lee has the story from West Virginia.
Clendenin is a small town in Kanawha County, nestled between a river and a steep hill. It's the perfect terrain for inland flooding. In late June, rainwater rushed down the hill and rose up from the river, topping at 33 feet. Kanawha County was one of the hardest hit by the floods. Carrie Linger, a volunteer, shows me the banks of the river.
Where we're standing right now, if you look to your right, there's the water line. If we were standing here when the flood happened, we would have been washed away. It's over our head.
Many property owners are underestimating their risk. Some victims say they don't need flood insurance because what happened this time was a 1,000-year flood. That's a geological term that can be misleading. Here's Steve Kite, a geology professor at West Virginia University.
A 100-year flood has a 1% chance of occurring in a given year. If the past is the key to the future. But as watersheds change due to land use or climate change, then what in the past may in the future become even more frequent than that.
Others here say that flood insurance simply isn't affordable. FEMA says that, on average, American homeowners pay about $700 a year for flood insurance premiums. Yet the National Flood Insurance Program is $24 billion in debt, in part because it tried to keep costs low for property owners. The cost of premiums couldn't cover disasters like Hurricane Sandy or Katrina. And because hurricanes cost so much, even less money is available to cover the inland flooding that happens in West Virginia. But plans to gradually raise premium rates are in place. And for now, FEMA has so far awarded a total of about $72 million in federal assistance to the victims of one of the deadliest floods in West Virginia history. In Clendenin, West Virginia, I'm Ann Lee for Marketplace.